going to be where we're going to have to, we're going to do some things in the Bible and move around some. So let's get ready, prepare ourselves by prayer. Anybody have anything special we need to bring together in prayer? Yes, Jim.
I have about three.
You're allowed three. Okay, a lot of that going around. Give us a first name.
Andy,
okay. Okay. How old is he? Wow, Sharon, doing that. Ed, okay. Oh, yes. Yeah. Yes, gives you a feel, those of you, well, all of us, including even Jim Passmore. But it gives us all a feel, except maybe Bill Hess, of how things were during World War II. And even before that, when the stock market crashed in 1929, where a tremendous number of Americans were so discouraged, disoriented, and we're getting a touch of what that's like now. And so we need to definitely be in prayer. For Ann. Yes, sir. Good. First name?
Peggy.
Peggy, okay. All right, Andy, Peggy. So we need to be in prayer. All those kind of things just hit you. That's what we're studying on Sunday morning. And sometimes you don't expect it, and kapow, you're right in the middle of a testing, adversity, stress, suffering of some type. And that's why we studied on Sunday what to do and the procedure that we're to carry on in that respect. So we need to be in prayer for these. Anyone else have anything? Okay, let's approach the throne of grace together in prayer, remembering Jim's prayer request. Also, to see if we're trusting the Spirit. He's the one that's going to have to open our eyes as to what's going on in this book. As you all know, and we've seen, and we'll see it even more and more now as we're getting into the text, there are just so many different ways in which this book can be seen, interpreted, and understood. And with all that's going on in the world, so many people are talking about the end of times now, maybe, maybe not, but in our study of Revelation, get a correct biblical divine view of what's going on, and we need the Holy Spirit to do that. Without Him, we're going to go at it from the thinking of man and our IQ and our knowledge of Greek and Hebrew and our knowledge of Scripture and on and on and on, rather than relying on His Spirit to open our eyes as to what's going on. So let's spend a few moments in prayer. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, what a privilege it is to assemble ourselves this evening. We know, Heavenly Father, there is absolutely nothing more dangerous than what we're about to do in the next few moments, and that is to open the Bible. There is just nothing that we would do in our lives more dangerous. Because, Heavenly Father, the Bible can be seen in so many different ways that are not in truth. So, Father, we pray now that Your Spirit will be the one who will open our eyes and our ears as to the things You would have us to see and hear, and accurately understanding. Father, we do not take into this book any platform, any denominational doctrine. Father, pray that Your Spirit will take us into the text here. Father, we pray these things in Christ's name. Amen. Okay, we have moved in our study in a Revelation. Last week, I want to show you what we're going to do this evening. And last week we studied, if you'll recall, seals, trumpets, and bowls. And we spent some time in that, and we looked at page 62 of your outline. And that would bring us to 63, putting together our study of seals, trumpets, and plagues. Now, what I'm going to have to do, if you don't mind, I would like to jump over to page 67. We will come back to 63 and 64, but I want to explain what we're doing tonight. I want to cover tonight in one lesson. This is not the kind of thing, the journey I want to go tonight, I cannot go half of it tonight. In other words, go, if we took page 63, 64, 65, 66, it'd be about maybe 8, 10, and then we go into what I want to do tonight, and that's not going to work. I need one nice lesson, nice package to put together what I would like for us to see tonight in our study. So that's what we're going to do.